you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. You
if you don't keep quiet. I said, life is my fist in your face if you don't keep quiet.
Wait. Listen to me. I will tell you. Life is what you do while you're waiting to die. Life is how the time goes by. Life is where you wait while you're waiting to live. Life is where you grin. Only choice. Yeah. Life is where you stand just before you are flat. Life is only that, Mr. Life is simply that, Mr. That, and nothing more. Once again, life is what you do while you're waiting to die. This is how the time
And this is how the next hour will go by, listening to the nominees and winners of the 1969 Tony Awards. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on 88.3 FM, Peconic Public Broadcasting, emanating out of the nearly Tony time, Hamlet of Southampton, New York. That cut that you heard is from one of my favorite shows and one of the major nominees 50 years ago this year. That was Zorba, score by Candor and Ebb. Wonderful performance by Lorraine Sarabian, one of the greatest opening numbers I know. And I thought today we'd take the hour in anticipation of next week, when we'll have our 2019 Tony Award show, to look at how things were 50 years ago, half a century ago, see what was different on Broadway and what was the same. And this is a fantastic year. I remember a year ago when we did our 1968 broadcast, looking at the winners from 50 years ago, it was kind of a stretch. There weren't that many great shows. But this was a year, I think, that was a major pivot point in Broadway history. You had four completely different shows competing for Best Musical. Hair, Promises, Promises, Zorba, which you just heard from, and 1776. They couldn't have been more different from each other, and they couldn't have been more different from quote-unquote typical Broadway stuff, whatever that means. All right, but let us go to the Best Supporting categories first. We have recordings of most of the nominees. Here is the and winners. Here is the fellow who won from 1776, Ron Holgate, as Richard Henry Lee. Best Supporting Actor in a Musical, Ron Holgate.
Is Richard Henry Lee, Virginia is my home. My name is Richard Henry Lee, Virginia is my home. And may my horses turn to glue if I can't deliver a few resolution on independency. For I am FFB, the first family in the sovereign colony of Virginia. Yes, the FFB, the oldest family in the oldest colony in America. And may the British burn my land if I can't deliver to your hand a resolution on independency. You see, it's nearly, barely, and everywhere a legally.
Socially,
politically,
financially,
naturally,
internally,
externally,
fraternally,
eternally, the FFB, the first family in the sovereign colony of Virginia. And may my wife refuse my bed if I can't deliver, as I said, a resolution on independency.
Spoken modestly, God help us.
He will, John, he will.
They say that God in heaven is everybody's God. I'll admit that God in heaven is everybody's God. But I tell you, John, with pride, God leads a little on the side of the Lees of old Virginia. You see, it's eerily, verily, and everywhere a really, eerily, verily, and everywhere a little. Look out, there's Arthur Lee, Bobby Lee, and General Light Horse Harry Lee, Willie Lee, Jesse Lee,
and Richard A.
That's me, and me, my blood stop running blue if I can't deliver up to you a resolution on independency. Yes, sir, by God, it's Harry Lee. Come on, boys, join in with me. Harry Lee, Larry Lee.
Immediately.
Immediately. Harry Lee, shortly,
eerily,
verily, and I'll come back triumphantly, eerily, verily, everywhere, ally, ally, forward,
forward. Oh, a fact can be a beautiful thing when the fact I am facing is you.
A fact can be a terrible thing when the dreams you've been dreaming fall through. Forget the past about the present. Right now is everything. Forget the past and think about the present. The present's very pleasant. Who cares what the future will bring? There's just no predicting a thing. Don't wait for a miracle, because it's Christmas, not the time to be alone with memories. Christmas is supposed to be a happy holiday. Throw a little joy my way.
You could really make my day.
Throw a little joy my way.
And a fact can be a beautiful thing when I see what I'm seeing in you.
A fact can be a beautiful thing when your hopes to be happy come true.
What's gone is gone,
and don't you ever doubt it.
Wake up and start to live. What's gone is gone, so learn to do without it
and never think about it.
Who cares what the future will bring? There's just no predicting a thing. Don't wait for a miracle, because it's Christmas, not the time to be alone with memories. Christmas is supposed to be a happy holiday. Throw a little joy my way.
Do we really have to stay?
Throw a little joy my way.
Forget the present.
Now, you just heard the performance as Best Featured Actress in a Musical. That was Marion Mercer, who had one scene in Promises, Promises with Jerry Orbach as this wonderful sort of barfly. And ironically, not only did she win the Tony, but the next time that show was revived on Broadway, it was only revived once, Katie Finneran won a Tony Award for the same part. It's only got one scene and like a couple of lines in another scene. Amazing. Interesting contradictions that year, as was Ronald Holgate's winning of the Best Featured Actor in a Musical Award. I'll talk a little bit about that in a moment. But let us move to the Best Actor in a Musical category. You had some real great pros, real Broadway standards. Actors in that category. Here are two shows that didn't make it very far, but here is the one, the only, Jack Cassidy, nominated for Best Actor in a Musical for Maggie Flynn.
There's plenty of time to worry tomorrow. Today, learn how to laugh. Continue your climb to fortune tomorrow. Today, learn how to follow me, follow me to a wonderland of fun and fantasy. Life can be a charade, like a circus on parade. The grit and the grime can wait for tomorrow. There's plenty of time
to worry tomorrow. Today, learn how to laugh.
I'm a very good friend of an acrobat who's the confidant of a jungle cat who's licking the chops for the fat man in the circus.
The circus!
I'm a favorite son of Mother Earth who's in a spin since she gave birth to the wonderful world of fun and mirth. The circus!
The circus!
Follow me
to a wonderland of fun and fantasy.
Life can be a charade, like a circus on parade. The grit and the grind can wait for tomorrow. There's plenty of time to worry tomorrow.
Say hello to dear old Coney Isle if there you chance to be. When you're at the Waldorf, have a smile and charge it up to me. Mention my name every place you go as round the town you roam. Wish you'd call on my gal, now remember old pal. When you get back home, give my regards to Broadway. Remember me to Herald Square. Tell all the gang at 42nd Street that I will soon be there. Whisper of how I'm yearning to mingle with the old-time throng. Yes, give my regards to old Broadway and say that I'll be there ere long.
Oh, my gosh!
It's all right now, Johnny. Just watch for the skyrocket.
Did you ever see two Yankees part upon a foreign shore? When the good ship's just about to start for old New York once more. With tear-dimmed eye, they say goodbye, they're friends without a doubt. Then the man on the pier shouts,
"And I'm clear!"
As the ship strikes out.
Give my regards to Broadway.
Remember me to Herald Square.
Tell all the gang at 42nd Street that I will soon be
thank you.
That was Joel Grey, of course, as George M. Cohan in the musical George M. Joel Grey had won the Tony Award 2 years earlier for Best Supporting Actor for Cabaret, of course, and that career-making performance as the MC, where he was listed very far below the title, and now this was his big chance to be above the title, but he did not win the Tony. Here are two interesting finalists in that category of Best Actor in a Musical. Herschel Bernardi, who had been a Broadway fixture for decades, he had taken over in Fiddler on the Roof, and this was his first big, big show with his name above the title, playing the character, the lead character in Zorba. Zorba, based on Zorba the Greek, of course, a wonderful musical that maybe we'll devote a whole hour to at some point. But for this time is Herschel Bernardi's first time from Zorba.
I believe in grabbing at life. Every minute a new minute. Every second a new second. Never happened before. I hear a buzuki. You can't imagine how often I've heard a buzuki, but each time is the first time. I sniff at a woman. You can't imagine how often I've sniffed at a woman, but each time is the first time. I pound on a table, I leap on a chair, I crawl up a mountain to breathe in the air. By now I've stopped counting how often I've been there, but each time is the first time. I look at a flower, I stick my nose in, or stare at, or sleep on a flower, but each time is the first time. I soar like a seagull, I stamp like a bull, I comb out my whiskers so ladies can pull, I chew on the mutton until my belly's full, but each time a hat, a doom bag, a person, each time is new. For instance, I came up and I talked to you. Look how interesting I am.
That's true.
Even if it's not a long talk, even if you don't talk the same language. Do you want to hear a story?
Well,
then I'll tell you. There was a night in Beirut I never will forget, when I ran across the nicest man I think I ever met. We were sitting drinking vodka in this waterfront cafe. I could tell he was a Turk, but I liked him anyway. Well, we had so much to drink that we decided we should speak. I'm not so good in Turkish. He was even worse in Greek. But we wanted to communicate. And suddenly, by chance, we hit upon a system and we both began to dance. We couldn't talk the language, so we danced it all instead. And the two of us could understand what one another said. So we had our conversation, which is crazy, I recall. But it seemed it was the first time I had ever talked at all. Wait, you!
Me?
Sure! He says he's from Ankara. He says he has a wife and two small children. Oh, he says he misses them very much. Oh, you see, he's been away now for 18 months.
No, 17.
Say that again. I walk with the devil, he gives me a poke, and all 10 commandments go right up in smoke. But each one I've broken, I feel that I broke for the first time. The first time I talk to a stranger. You can't imagine how often I've talked to a stranger, but this time, this time is the first time.
she likes basketball. How about that? We have something in common to talk about. Basketball. She likes basketball. How about that? I have some place to take her when we go out. Basketball. Whoever would have dreamed, never would have thought that my favorite girl liked my favorite sport. Like any other kid, I would make believe with a ball in my hand. I'd dribble right past all the others real fast, and I'd be 6'8", and my jump shot was really great. She likes basketball, isn't that wild? It's an omen that good things are on their way. Things to share. Basketball, couldn't you die from a simple beginning like this? We may get somewhere. It's nice to dream. Someday it might be basketball. Never would have thought that my favorite girl liked my favorite sport. Like any other kid, I would make believe with a ball in my hand. I'd dribble right past all the others real fast, and I'd be 6'8", and my jump shot was really great. She likes basketball, isn't that wild? It's an omen that good things are on their way. Things to share. We share basketball, couldn't you die? From a simple beginning like this, we may get somewhere. It's nice to dream. Someday it might be.
She likes basketball, and the Tony voters liked Jerry Orbach very much and gave him the Tony Award for Best Actor in a Musical, a great, great Broadway fixture, Jerry Orbach, who certainly deserved it in that great show. Where is maybe some people from 1776 in that category? Well, I'll tell you that story when we get towards the end of our broadcast, because it is a very seminal and provocative Tony story. This is Larry Mazlon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, and we're looking at the 1969 Tony Award nominees and winners as a sort of way of focusing next week, which will be our Tony 2019 broadcast. Don't miss that. We're going to play all the songs from all the nominees, so it's your best cheat sheet going into the broadcast next Sunday night. Well, let us look at Best Actress in a Musical. There's some phenomenal performers here. Again, a whole cadre of real Broadway classic female performers. This is Dorothy Loudon. Yes, that same Dorothy Loudon, about almost a decade before she stepped into the hard shoes of Miss Hannigan. She played the lead in a show called The Fig Leaves Are Falling, written by one of our favorite writers, Alan Sherman. Although the show itself was a total bust, Miss Loudon managed to get a nomination as Best Actress in a Musical.
My while the going is good. Knowing when to leave may be the smartest thing that anyone can learn. Go. I'm afraid my heart isn't very smart. Fly while you still have your wings. Knowing when to leave won't ever let you reach the point of no return. Foolish as it seems, I still have my dreams. So I keep hoping day after day as I wait for the man I need. Night after night as I wish for a love that can be. Though I'm sure that no one can tell where their wishes and hopes will lead. Somehow I feel there is happiness just waiting there for me.
Jill O'Hara playing Fran Kubelik, the lovelorn elevator operator in Promises, Promises, a nominee for Best Actress in a Musical in the 1969 Tony Award. She didn't get it, but we have two more really wonderful grand dames of the American musical theater. Here is Maria Kornilova, who had become a sensation middle of the decade as Golda, of course, in Fiddler on the Roof, and this was her big over-the-title role, Madame Hortense, the fading courtesan in Zorba.
It was in a state of revolution. The fleets of four great powers anchored here. So, I also anchored here. Four great powers, four admirals. You should have seen them. There they were, my admirals, the image of romance from England, Russia, Italy, and France. There they were, my brave quartet, dressed in their navy blues, with wide plume hats and golden braid and patent leather shoes. They were just about to fire on Crete, when on my knees, in my pink chemise, I distracted them tout suite by saying, "Please, sir, little admiral, no boom boom. Please, sir, pretty admiral, no boom boom. This evening when it's dark, I'll let you come to my room. But first you have to promise, no boom boom.
Please, sir, little admiral, no boom boom.
La 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 la.
Please, sir, pretty admiral, no boom boom.
La 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 la.
This evening when it's dark, I'd like to come to your room.
But first you have to promise, no,
no boom boom.
And they listened to me. We could see the Cretans through our binoculars. They looked so tiny. I seized the beard of the Italian admiral. I was more familiar with him. I seized his beard and I said, "My Cannavaro, please don't shoot the little people." How nice he smelled. How nice they all smelled. My Frenchman smelled of lemon, my Italian violet, my English smell of something I forget. My Russian Russian wore a musk they make from oily Georgian bark. I learned each smell so I could tell between them in the dark. They'd fill a bath with pink champagne and throw me in the tub. While two would drink, the other two would scrub. We played that way until the day they set this island free. And so, my dear, if Crete's still here, it's all because of me. It was I who kept the navy in tow. But did your king ever say a thing or decorate me? No.
Please, sir, little admiral, no boom boom.
That's what I always used to say.
Please, sir, pretty admiral, no boom boom.
I had a most convincing way.
This evening when it's dark, I'll let you come to my room.
But first you have to promise no boom boom.
No boom boom, Emphas! No boom boom!
Well, Tony voters' hearts went boom, boom for our next lady. The winner, in fact, in this category, Angela Lansbury, won her second of four Tony Awards. My God, as best actress in a musical for Dear World, a Jerry Herman show based on the Mad Women of Shiloh, which didn't last very long. In fact, I think it closed 2 weeks after she won her Tony. But sometimes Tony Awards reward people who do great work in shows that may not last forever. But the voice of Angela Lansbury in any cast recording lingers in the mind forever. So here she is, winner, Best Actress in a Musical.
Mistakes gone when the world awakes tomorrow morning. You will see your life in a different light, crystal and crisp and clear and quite worth beginning over. There's no long lost star that you cannot reach, for your perfect day starts each tomorrow morning. You're brave tomorrow morning. You're strong tomorrow morning. You can begin again. When I first wake up tomorrow morning, it may not seem so promising. When you take your hair out of the drawer and your teeth out of the glass, you're apt to feel a little out of place in the world, especially if you've just been dreaming you're a little girl on a pony searching for strawberries in the woods. But one must face the day, so you put on your jewels, your rings, your brooches, bracelets, earrings and pearls, and have a good look at yourself. Not in the glass, naturally. It lies, but in the side of the big brass gong that once belonged to the immortal Sarah. Then, Pierre, then you're ready for tomorrow morning. You'll wake up the luckiest man on earth, proud
is worth going on forever. There's no long lost star that you cannot reach, for your perfect day starts each tomorrow morning. You're brave tomorrow morning, you're strong tomorrow morning, you can begin
Well, on Monday morning, April 21st, 1969, a group of people woke up and found out who were the winners of the 1969 Tony Awards. We come to our four final musical nominees. There was not a best score or a best book category that year. Strange. Tonys were always sort of strange in the way they cut and move things around. We heard the first of the four nominees, Zorba, at the beginning of our broadcast. And funnily enough, Kander and Ebb, who wrote that amazing score, were the veterans in this category, because the next three all represented the debuts of Broadway score writers. And Burt Bacharach and Hal David are second to none, in my opinion, as pop writers of the 1960s. And they turned their talents to Broadway, of course, in Promises, Promises. Here is the hit number from that show, written by Bacharach and David.
What do you get when you fall in love? A guy with a pin to burst your bubble. That's what you get for all your trouble. I never fall in love again. I'll never fall in love again. What do you get when you kiss a guy? You get enough germs to catch pneumonia. After you do, he'll never phone ya. I never fall in love again. I'll never fall in love again. Don't tell me what it's all about, 'cause I've been there and I'm glad I'm out. Out of those chains that bind you. That is why I'm here to remind you. What do you get when you fall in love? You only get lies and pain and sorrow. So for at least until tomorrow, I'll never fall in love again. I'll never fall in love again.
What do you get when you give your heart? You get it all broken up and battered. That's what you get, a heart that's shattered. I'll never fall in love again. I'll never fall in love again. Don't tell me what it's all about, 'cause I've been there and I'm glad I'm out. Out of those chains that bind you.
That is why I'm here to remind you.
What do you get when you fall in love? You only get lies and pain and sorrow. So for at least until tomorrow, never fall in love again. I'll never fall in love again. I'll never fall in love again.
Jerry Orbach and Jill O'Hara from Promises, Promises. Well, most of the talk this season, the 68-69 season, was about Hair, that downtown musical that began at the Joseph Papp's Public Theater and moved to Cheetah and moved to Broadway and was rock music and nudity and you name it. It did not clock very heavily in the Tony Awards. I think it won none. But here is the signature song from that score, one of the nominees for Best Musical, at which they performed on the Tonys. So The Flesh Failures, otherwise known as Let the Sunshine In.
We starve, look at one another, short of breath, walking proudly in our winter coats, wearing smells from laboratories, facing a dying nation of moving paper fantasy, listening for the new told lies with supreme visions of lonely tunes. Somewhere inside something there is a rush of greatness. Who knows what stands in front of our lives? I fashion my future on films in space. Silence tells me secretly everything. England, England, Manchester, England, England, across the Atlantic Sea, and I'm a genius, genius.
Silence,
that's me.
The rest
The sun shone in for the cast of Hair. They appeared on the April 20th broadcast on NBC of the 1969 Tony Awards, which we're celebrating today. Well, that year, as I said at the beginning of the broadcast, was really quite a fascinating one. I think it's the year that changed Broadway. How about that? I'm going to say that because, A, none of the four nominees were typical shows at all. None of them had a kind of Tin Pan Alley sound or written by, you know, the old guys, Lerner and Lowe, or even Bach and Harnick or Strauss and Adams. The eldest veteran team was Kendra and Ebb, who wrote Zorba, and Bacharach and David wrote their first and only, sadly, Broadway show, Promises, Promises, and Galt McDermott and Ragni and Rado wrote Hair. They wrote some other shows, but that was the first great rock musical that sort of changed the vocabulary of Broadway. And the oddest of them all was this show that came out of town with like $8 in the advance till. It was about the Declaration of Independence. And of course, it was 1776 with a score by Sherman Edwards, who'd also never written a Broadway score either. And it came into town in the spring, and everybody sort of was like, oh, when is this going to close? And it just caught the town by storm, and it really reaffirmed what the American musical could do. It was the first show I ever saw. It's the first show many of you saw, and certainly one of the most unique shows ever, and maybe that's why it was so popular and so inspiring for so many people, not only its subject matter, but the fact that it came out of nowhere. Well, we may see a revival of it next season, but in the meantime, we can cherish this 1969 production. And I said I had a Tony story, and it's that William Daniels, who plays John Adams, who was a guest on our show 2 years ago, we spent a wonderful hour with Bill Daniels, was nominated for Best Supporting Actor in a Musical. And he was like, you know what? I am on stage nonstop for 2 hours and 17 minutes. I don't think I'm a supporting actor. And he withdrew his nomination. He surely would have won for Best Supporting Actor. And his leaving the contest, as it were, left the way for Jerry Orbach to claim his award. So here is the winner of the Best Musical of 1969, sung by, in my opinion, the best actor in a musical in 1969, even though he was not even nominated in that category. So we'll close out with this. Of course, we'll hear 1776 again on July 4th weekend. So, but hey, you can't hear enough of it as far as I'm concerned. And please tune in next week, where we will play all the nominees for the 2019 Tony Awards, because that's next week as well. All right. Mr. Daniels, William Daniels, is John Adams, closing out the Tony winner for 1969, 1776.
Is anybody there? Does anybody care? Does anybody see what I see? They want me to quit. They say, John, give up the fight. Still to England I say, good night, forever good night. For I have crossed the Rubicon. Let the bridge be burned behind me. Come what may, commit bond. The croakers all say we'll rue the day. They'll be held to pay in fiery purgatory. Through all the gloom, through all the gloom, I can see the rays of ravishing light and glory. Is anybody there? Does anybody care? Does anybody see what I see? I see fireworks. I see the pageant and pomp and parade. I hear the bells ringing out. I hear the cannons roar. I see Americans, all Americans,
free forevermore. How quiet the chamber is. How silent the chamber is. Is anybody there? Does anybody care? Does anybody see what I see?
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.